Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. This morning's special topic broadcast is on current and future RFID technology uses across government. I'm your host, Albert Morales, and on the line with us this morning is Mr. Paul Brinkley, Deputy Undersecretary of Defense for Business Transformation at the Department of Defense. Also joining us is Mr. Bob Luby, Vice President of the Supply Chain Management Consulting Practice for IBM. Good morning, Mr. Brinkley.
Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
Morning, Al. Pleasure to be here.
Mr. Brinkley, our listeners may not be familiar with the Business Transformation Program at DOD. Could you provide an overview of the Business Transformation Program and what are the goals of this effort?
Sure. Today, in the Department of Defense, the department faces a set of unprecedented challenges in its warfighting mission, specifically the ability to project force in a nimble, agile, responsive way to face threats that are in a constant state of change, the dynamic nature of the threats the nation faces. And what that creates is a demand for equally agile and responsive business operations and business processes. The Department of Defense has over 200 years of proud history within its military services and its agencies, and in that history have developed long-standing business practices, many of which were developed to support specific operations dedicated to a particular operational requirement in the warfighting arena. And what we're challenged with here today is how do we further integrate and streamline, and using best practices from competitive American industry, apply those best practices to further integrate and make more and more interoperable our business operations so that business activity is able to be just as responsive to the needs of our warfighting mission as the warfighting mission has to be in support of the national security mission. So the Business Transformation Program within the Department of Defense is dedicated to defining the business requirements necessary so that the Army, the Marine Corps, the Air Force, the Navy can project force in an integrated way and have business processes that also execute in an integrated fashion so that we can apply the people, the material assets, the weapon systems, the financial resources. We can bring those to bear in support of warfighting mission requirements on the fastest, most nimble possible timeline. And so today the goals of this effort are to deliver steady, continuous improvement to business processes and business practices through targeted investments and capabilities that enable interoperability and improved visibility to the resources the department has to bring to bear.
That's a very broad mission. Could you share some background on your specific role in business transformation?
Sure. As the Deputy Undersecretary for Business Transformation, my role is working in partnership. I work with a colleague, the Deputy Undersecretary for Financial Management, and together we oversee a $4.2 billion annual investment in business system and business process modernization. Now, some of that investment's dedicated to creating corporate level or DOD, what we call the DOD business enterprise level capabilities, and that may be capabilities so that weapon systems are identified in a common way across the department so that the warfighting arena has ready visibility to what assets we have to bring to bear in the warfighting theater. It can be data standards and financial dashboards that allow us to quickly allocate resources, effectively financial resources, and to provide better and better transparency and accountability to the taxpayer. So some of that investment is dedicated to those DOD-level activities, and then a significant amount of that investment is specific to the military services and the defense agencies, things that the Army, the Navy, and agencies like the Defense Logistics Agency are investing to modernize their operations within that overarching DOD-wide structure. And so in overseeing that and setting forth strategy for what's important for the department to do as a collective organization and to empower the rest of the organization to quickly transform their operations is the role and responsibility of this office.
Paul, we've been hearing a lot about the Business Transformation Agency. We've been seeing a lot in the press lately about the Business Transformation Agency. What is the Business Transformation Agency, and how does it fit into the larger Department of Defense?
Yeah, Bob, it's an interesting situation. I mentioned the department has 200 years of history of proud success, and the structure of the department is sort of a loose federation. You have the Office of the Secretary of Defense, which is the organization that I work within, that sort of is like a corporate headquarters function when you look at the business operations. It provides strategy, it rolls up information, it makes decisions about resource allocation. And then you have the other organizations, I mentioned the Department of the Army, the Department of the Navy, Department of the Air Force, as well as some major business operations like the Defense Logistics Agency, the Defense Finance and Accounting Service, and a combatant command like U.S. Transportation Command, which has a very heavy involvement in the distribution side of the business operations of the department. Those organizations all operate, if you're from the private sector, they're sort of like business units within a corporation. What we didn't have and what we've never had and what we're establishing for the first time is at the corporate headquarters level, an accountable organization, so that when we say, for example, we need a common financial systems infrastructure that all of the services quickly are able to post transactions and we can have fingertip access to our financial status, we have an organization that is accountable for implementing that. Traditionally, the Office of the Secretary of Defense didn't do that kind of work. Defense-wide activity was executed by a variety of different organizations, and a lot of times the synergies that we get from having, for example, supply chain work and efforts to streamline the supply chain be integrated with financial systems were lost because those activities were done by different organizations. So the Business Transformation Agency is the top-level organization accountable to the corporate headquarters function of the department so that when the department undertakes a DOD-wide business activity, business systems activity, there's an accountable organization that is responsible for delivering that and ensuring its successful deployment and its ongoing improvement, and that's a new function within the DOD. And so this organization was established last summer under directive from the Deputy Secretary of Defense, Mr. Gordon England, and we're in the process of standing it up. We're excited about what it represents. It's a new step for the department. We're seeing significant synergies already start to emerge as that organization is built. We've staffed an extremely talented leadership team for both private sector, corporate backgrounds, as well as successful government careers. And so we think this represents a significant step forward in our efforts at transformation.
Paul, we understand there's a fairly unique structure and leadership involved with the Business Transformation Agency in that you're charged with not only improving supply chain and logistics operations, but also improving DOD financial operations and performance. Can you share some of your thoughts and initial impressions on this concept?
Sure. Coming from private sector background, as both my colleague I mentioned earlier and myself do, you learn in private sector that every decision you make has an immediate financial impact. Corporations have to deliver quarterly financial results, and their stock price is dictated by those results. And so the complete seamless business integration of financial management with operations management or personnel management, you just take that for granted in a company, in a corporate environment. Within the department, we have very structured financial processes for budgeting and how appropriations occur, but on a transaction-by-transaction basis, it's not as embedded in the culture that supply chain management activity needs to be seamlessly integrated with financial transaction management activity. And the systems that do those things have often turned into stovepipes, specific standalone capabilities, and a lot of manual effort takes place to integrate those. And so, again, in establishing this new defense agency and then centralizing the resources who work on business systems and business processes at the corporate level for the department, we're integrating, I believe for the first time, in a seamless way, the personnel operations and materiel operations, as well as the financial operations at the top level of the department. And we're seeing a significant amount of synergy come out of that effort. And so today, the breadth of responsibility for the Business Transformation Agency is not limited to a specific function. It covers a wide range of functions, all aspects of our business operations in the department.
Well, let's get a little bit more tactical here for a moment and turn to RFID and supply chain improvements. What is the Deployed Distribution Operations Center, commonly referred to as the DDOC? What is it, and how does it improve conditions for the and support for the deployed warfighter?
Great question. So is the department engaged in, since 2001, the activities in Afghanistan, the activities in Iraq, and the nature of the warfighting mission became so clearly joint. In other words, and by joint, for those who are familiar with this terminology, I mean we don't execute our warfighting mission as individual services. They are their combatant commanders who have responsibility for unifying the effort of the Army activity, Marine Corps activity, Air Force activity, Navy activity, to ensure that the force we project in the theater is completely integrated. When we looked at logistics operations, what that joint force deployment required was a common centralized capability in theater for distribution and logistics operations. And the DDOC, as you described it, Bob, is a major step forward in terms of how we project and ensure the material needed to support the warfighter is quickly positioned and quickly deployed into theater on the most rapid possible timeline. So the guys, the men and women who are engaged in combat operations and in support operations of combat have the fastest possible access to material, the material they need, the weapon system support they need. And that's what's represented by this Deployed Distribution Operations Center capability. And it's done wonders to streamline the tactical aspects of logistics operations in theater. And it's also helped with our operations back here in continental U.S. And in the support tiers between continental U.S. And the theater. Because what you have now is a central visibility to what the requirements are and discipline in terms of how that information is fed back to static distribution centers in the U.S. and in other places. And so we're seeing a tremendous amount of synergy emerge from that. It's an exciting development in terms of our logistics activity.
How is DoD partnering with suppliers to implement RFID? Stay with us as this special topic broadcast on RFID continues on the Business of Government Hour.